Welcome to Step by Step, the client-centered skills program for WIC counselors. I'm Molly Kellogg. This is the first of 10 podcasts that cover the basic skills that will make your nutrition counseling most effective. With each podcast, it will be useful to follow along with the accompanying handout. You can either print it out or just open the PDF on your computer or other device. You will also find brief readings for each topic, and a few topics will have an extra handout. If possible, it's best to do one unit at a time with a week to practice each one. I'll briefly introduce myself. I've been a registered dietitian for over 30 years and a clinical social worker for 15 years. My private practice as a nutrition therapist and psychotherapist is in Philadelphia. More importantly, my passion is to work with nutrition professionals in the ongoing process of advancing counseling skills. My first job in the nutrition field was in a county WIC program in the early 80s. Women who are pregnant and people who are the parents of young children have always been one of my favorite populations to work with. In other trainings, you've learned the most up-to-date nutrition and health information to provide to your WIC participants. In this program, we look at how to interact with them in ways that will be most effective. In this first unit, we will very briefly look at the theory and research base for effective nutrition counseling. Then we will look at the very beginning of your contact with a given participant. This includes the importance of attending to how the session begins, the skills that facilitate engagement, and when to move on to the next phase. So what does the research show about what works best? When you've determined your recommendation for diet changes, how you proceed makes a dramatic difference on whether the client will make any of the changes or not. What the research shows is that simply educating has almost no effect on what the person does or on the health outcomes. The outcomes are significantly better when we go beyond education and take a behavioral approach, focusing with the person on specific behaviors that will affect this person's health outcomes. This is often abbreviated as CBT from cognitive behavioral treatment. CBT includes such things as client self-monitoring with food and activity records, problem solving, setting up social supports, goal setting with small achievable steps, examining and altering triggers, and also stress management. Many of these specific steps can fit in a WIC setting. These techniques are often used in group programs as well as individual counseling, and both modalities are equally effective. The research shows that groups may even be more effective than individual work. More recent research has shown that the style and techniques of motivational interviewing added to a behavioral approach improves outcomes further. The units in this program begin you on the path to becoming an effective nutrition counselor using these effective stances and techniques of CBT and motivational interviewing. This will not be sufficient for you to become an accomplished behaviorist or motivational interviewer. You will gain more skill as you practice in your clinic and have further training and support from supervisors. This will be your start. So, the very beginning of a contact. Think of times when you were a patient or a client and the beginning did not go very well. What did the professional do or fail to do? Chances are the person seemed more focused on themselves or the paperwork than on you. Now think of the last time you had a positive encounter with a doctor or other professional. How did that person make you feel comfortable and open to what they had to offer? What we do and say in the first moments of an initial session have a profound impact on the whole treatment process. Research shows clearly that positive change is most apt to happen in a supportive relationship. Engagement is the formation phase of that powerful bond. It sets the tone for a collaborative, client-centered process. When the bond is not formed or is lost, it's difficult to re-engage. Let's look at the proven strategies to engage quickly and effectively. Introduce yourself very briefly, maintaining eye contact. No need to add detail about your credentials or your role unless you're asked. A simple, "Hi, I'm Molly, a WIC counselor here," is sufficient. By maintaining eye contact, you will pick up any reaction that you may need to respond to. Some of us naturally begin also with some small talk about the weather or something at hand, such as the cute outfit on the child, or how hard it is to find the nutrition office. If you do, refer to the client's experience rather than yours. For example, "Has it stopped raining out there yet?" Or, "Did you have any trouble finding our office?" Respond to the client's small talk with simple reflections. We'll talk more about reflecting in a future unit. Even when what is being said is mundane, respond to it briefly. For example, the client says she lives near the clinic and knows her way around well. You could simply say, "Oh, so you're a neighbor." Use your body language and eyes to focus on the client. If possible, face the client at the beginning, even if you will need to turn toward your computer or your notes later. Keep your eyes on the client rather than your notes as much as possible throughout the session. You may introduce how you see the session going, include your client's point of view, and then check in. For example, "I need to find out some information from you in order to complete the WIC certification. There will also be time for us to talk about any concerns you have about your child's eating. How does this sound to you?" This way of doing it implies that they are part of the process and can ask to adjust it. Begin with open questions as early as possible. We will talk more about them in the next unit. Some examples for these beginning moments. "If you had any concerns about your nutrition during this pregnancy, what might they be?" Or, "Tell me what you know about the WIC program already." When you hold your closed questions off for a moment and circle back to them later, engagement goes better. Roll with any resistance that you hear. If you ignore statements such as, "This is stupid," or, "I already know what you're going to tell me," you'll reduce engagement. Instead, simply reflect it. For example, "You don't see any use to this session," or, "You've been on WIC for a while and already know a lot." In another unit, we'll be talking more about responding to resistance. So, when is engagement sufficient and when can we move on? The engagement stage may be very brief, lasting only a minute or less. You never know when you first meet someone how long they need. Clients who've experienced negative relationships with nutrition professionals or WIC staff will likely need longer. It may take several minutes or even most of an initial session. How do you know the client is engaged and you can move forward? You may notice a shift in body language toward relaxation or more comfort. Eye contact will likely be good. The client will share some of what matters and may begin asking questions. You will sense by both words and body language that the person is there with you. They've stepped up to the plate. Then it's time to ask permission to move on. For example, "May I ask you the information I need first?" Or you might say, "Would you like to ask me your questions first, or should we get the certification done and then get around to your concerns?" If you pick up something that tells you the client is not quite with you yet, ask an open-ended question to bring out what might be missing. For example, "Any questions or concerns at this point?" If you're brave enough, you might say, "I sense you're not wanting to talk with me. Is there something I should know?" Of course, attending to engagement in the beginning of the first time a participant comes to WIC is essential. even with an ongoing participant, wait to jump into the work until you sense the engagement. Most people take a few moments to feel connected again. It may just be small talk, followed by an open-ended question to bring the two of you back to the last session's topic. For example, tell me what you took away with you last time. Beginning to wind up here with this topic of engagement, how is it that you're going to make progress in your ability to engage WIC participants? The process toward excellence in any endeavor is the same, whether it's playing a musical instrument, an Olympic sport, or nutrition counseling. Excellence is achieved the same way, by observing how you are doing, practicing something deliberate, getting feedback, and practicing again over and over throughout your career. As a reminder of the vital role of practice, you will see a practice slide at the end of each unit, and I'll make some suggestions for you. You may have the opportunity to shadow other WIC counselors. Careful, focused observing is a valuable first step. It trains you to attend to the process of counseling. You will, of course, be noticing the nutrition content in each case. I invite you to also attend to the process used in working with participants. So, for this engagement process, you can start by observing those around you who seem to do beginnings well. Notice in any situations where you're a client, or also when you can observe your coworkers, attend carefully to exactly what they do and say. Might you incorporate some of this into your style? You could pick one technique in the engagement skills slide and make sure to do it with all your participants until it becomes easier. Then pick another one of the skills. You can even use the skills with everyone you meet. The more practice, the better. Ideally, you will practice engagement skills for at least a week before moving on to the next unit. Now finally, let me address an issue that may come up for you. You might say to yourself as you work through these skills, how am I supposed to do all this in the little time I have, and all I have to cover, and with all the distractions of a WIC clinic? I invite you to work through these units as best you can, focusing on each skill one at a time, and finding ways to incorporate them within what you're doing now, and within the real limitations you have. You will find that in the long run, many of these skills actually save time and allow you to feel less drained at the end of the day. This approach does fit well in a WIC setting. All it takes is a willingness to experiment in small ways over and over and over.